Chapter 5, Epsilon. Apparatus 5 Hydra, elapsed time Omega 1, 138.11 XXB, 20th Legion Battle Barge, Beta. The command deck of the Beta was quiet. Officers and retainers went about their business calmly and professionally. There was little indication that the Alpha Legion Battle Barge had just launched a massive orbital bombardment and that a crater-dashed mountain range on the planet below was about to be leveled. Alfaria stood in his ceremonial plate to one side of the bridge, gazing out through the great viewports at the unfolding apocalypse. The agri-moon of Parabellus was an unremarkable planetoid, a red dust ball streaked with dark ranges of crop-yielding ziggurat mountains. Even from orbit, the angular terraces were visible, giving the moon the appearance of an abstract map complete with lines and contours. The Primarch watched the largest of the black smears disappear beneath the flare of the first cataclysmic detonation. Down on the surface, entire mountains were collapsing, and terrace farming communities were being annihilated by the heaven-dropped fires of Armageddon. On the other side of the command deck, and clad in identical plate, his twin Primarch, Omicron, regarded the growing armada of Alpha Legion vessels following in the Beta's ponderous wake. "Something vexes you, brother," Alfarius called out across the deck. "No," Omicron replied. "It was not a question." Omicron turned and crossed the bridge, finding his twin enjoying the spectacle of the moon's destruction. "If you must know, I was thinking about trust." "A valuable commodity," Alfarius replied, "that can be both bought and misplaced." "It was misplaced in Vulcan Ogoremus, certainly," Omicron said. "Now millions of people have to die as a result." "It is most precious and strongest when it occurs naturally."
"Like between brothers," Alfarius said. "Tell that to Horus," Omicron muttered.
Alfarius turned from the destruction and narrowed his eyes at his twin.
"Fair point," he conceded.
"Trust can be hard to come by, even amongst the closest of kin." Alfarius let the point hang between them before moving on. "Vulcan Ogoremus was a gifted artisan, an operative in whom we placed great trust. He took the gift the Cabal had bequeathed us to aid the War Master, and perverted it for his own gain. That is why this unfinished pylon array on Parabellus must be destroyed, why the Parabellan farmers must now die with their crops in a nuclear winter. It is also why you left one of the galaxy's foremost artisan empires, gutted like a common thief in a back alley on San Sabrinus, I presume." A legionnaire approached them from the rear of the command deck.
"My lords," he interrupted, "the captain wishes you to know that the strike cruisers Lambda and Zeta are inbound, as well as the Alpha."
"Very good," Alfarius nodded.
"At least that's the end of the matter then," Omicron said, returning to their conversation.
"Perhaps," Alfarius replied. "You believe the Tenebrae installation to be in jeopardy?"
"I'm still trying to confirm that."
"We shall have to do better than that, brother," Alfarius insisted.
"I interrogated Ogoremus myself."
"No leaks?" Alfarius raised an eyebrow. "No sponsors? No collaborators? He didn't even sell the designs for the pylon array?"
"Parabellus was a personal project, it seems," Omicron maintained. "The trail is dead. There are no leads taking us anywhere else."
"I told you, I handled this myself." Alfarius turned to the waiting legionnaire. "Tell the captain, as soon as the Alpha has joined us, to set a secondary course for the Chondax system."
"Chondax?" Omicron asked, a little surprised. "The Khan? But what of the original plan?"
"Somebody is interested in Tenebrae, I'm sure of that," Alfarius muttered. "Our navigators tell us that the immateriology in that region is calming. Our astropaths believe that messages might get through once more. Our operatives report that the White Scar's expeditionary fleet has almost completed its compliance, and that the Khan could soon make preparations for warp transit.
We don't know we do, Alfarius said.
Perhaps it's Malkador or the Angels of Caliban. Somebody has gotten to the Tenebrae installation. We must accept that and move on. We must read the moves ahead of time and position the fleet to the greatest advantage. Dawn will recall the White Scars, and the Khan's loyalty is still firm. If the War Master is to succeed, we cannot allow the Fifth Legion to reach Terra. Are we in agreement, brother?
Of course, said Omegon, nodding slowly. Aren't we always?